But of course, most of the people living today, they don't realize that life is one continuous thread.
No, well, they don't, do they? It's like a tapestry,
yeah.
And it creates eventually a complete picture.
Yeah.
And people are not aware of all the different threads of life, and they don't realize that how things are beginning to evolve or develop. It's in a way rather like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
You get certain pieces that fit in there and fit in somewhere else, mm-hmm. and gradually, over a period of time,
yes.
you begin to see the picture evolving.
Yes.
But for a time, perhaps, you only see a small part of it.
Yes.
But when you come here, you see the complete.
Yes.
Life is a kind of a jigsaw puzzle, ain't it?
Hmm?
I said life yes. is a sort of jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
And sometimes you wonder why there are the dark patches.
Yes.
But you couldn't have the appreciation of light
yes.
unless you had the dark.
Yes,
you
exactly.
must have light and
no.
shade.
That's right.
Anyway, I must make way for Annie.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's very much to the fore this morning.
Yes. Very good.
What did you say?
Yes,
I said you were on the... to the fore.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Sita.
You have come to wish for me a happy birthday tomorrow.
Yes, I wish you a very, very happy birthday, darling.
Well,
you
will be
71.
That does not seem possible. 71?
Yes.
What is time?
No, not.
It is an illusion.
Yeah.
I would like, for your sake,
yes.
to have stayed longer
yes.
on your side, but it was not to be, huh?
Yes.
But I have never been far from you.
Mm.
All these years,
no.
I have been close to you, trying to help you. Yes. You know that.
It never will be.
And what will you do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, darling?
Being my birthday? Have you any plans for tomorrow?
Yes, I hope to go to the park.
Ah, you mean to Regent's
yes.
Park?
Yes, that's right.
You mean where the,
yes, yes.
Where the, rose,
yes,
the
right.
roses are, where
yes.
we used to go.
I like to go
You
there.
Like to go there because it brings yes. back many memories.
Yes, many memories.
But I shall be with you.
Oh, yes.
I shall be with you.
Yes. I hope
and
the weather will be...
What do you call it? Queen Mary's Rose Garden.
Rose Garden, yes.
Ah, well, I remember.
Oh, it's
I
a,
shall be with you.
It's
and
a,
there will be some roses.
But I hope so.
There will be one special rose, which I will call our rose, huh?
Yeah.
But I will be with you.
Very good indeed, darling.
I hope it will be a nice day.
Yes, I hope so.
I hope it will not rain.
No.
But you will go in any case, huh?
Yes, I will.
And then what will you do?
Oh, well, I'll just take the fresh air in. I always like to sit and meditate there.
That is, if I remember, Becker Street, Becker Street,
mm-hmm.
is it not, I'm trying to think of different places, you know, streets.
Yes.
Becker Street? What is it, Becker Street? No, it does not matter, it's not
no.
important. I was thinking of when you go to the Rosa Garden. I was thinking, do you go to Baker Street?
Oh, Baker Street, yes, yes, yes.
Baker Street,
yes, yes, yes.
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember now.
Yes,
I
yes,
think
yes.
about it.
Oh, yes, that's a lovely to think you know that.
And there was a seat near that we used to sit on.
Near the fountain.
That is right.
Right
I
now.
Was thinking, I wonder if it is still
it's,
there.
It's still there now.
Ah, then I shall think of you
yeah.
and be with you.
Yeah.
And watch you.
That is where I do sit.
I know.
And I usually have a little bag of nuts.
For the birds?
Yeah.
For the birds?
Yes. And it's really lovely.
Are there any squirrels?
Oh, there are...
No?
Yes, there are plenty of squirrels.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yes.
I remember very well some things better than others.
Yeah.
But I do remember the seat and the fountain.
Yeah.
And of course the rose garden.
Yeah.
And I have a very strong remembrance on Becker Street. I don't know why, but that should enter into my head. Huh?
Becker Street.
And there is a zoo.
Yeah.
Near. Huh?
Yes, that's right.
Ah, that is so. Well, my love, what shall we talk about? Huh? I want to talk only about things you want to talk about.
Well, Leslie and I were just talking before we sat down that the book can be published in another way, that the tapes can be serialized in the psychic news, when they are serialized, perhaps that could lead into a publication of a book later.
I don't quite understand.
You see, psychic news comes out every week.
Oh, you mean to have weekly
installments? Yes.
Every week there is an article, and then a letter, if it is well received, to make a book, huh? That might be a good idea.
Yes, it's a very good
idea. Why did you not think of it before?
And there's another lady, Pam Riva.
She is the
second assistant editor of the Psychic News.
I don't think I know.
Yes.
Is that the woman, the younger woman?
No, not
the office?
Not the gay hunter.
No?
No. She is not working for them any longer.
No, I don't know.
But
I think it sounds a very good idea.
No,
and I think it is worth trying to find out about it.
Yes.
And if they did some articles,
yes.
Why don't you ring up Mr. Tony and ask him?
Leslie is going to talk to him because he is here and he'll be able to make them understand all the aspects of it. But as Leslie was saying, that listening to your voice and listening to the tapes is one thing. And when it is in black and white, it's quite different. You see?
That I understand. Huh?
So
when you put it down in black and the white, you know, it doesn't seem obviously quite the same.
The charm of your voice.
I don't know about that.
But the
point is, I know exactly what you mean.
No, but it is there.
Yes.
You see?
I suppose they would have to edit it.
And so...
take out a lot of things that are not important.
And when people listen to the tape, it's quite a different thing.
I know.
You see? Than reading it in black and white.
Yes, I know. That is true.
So we'll see now what happens.
Well, we will see. But I will try to concentrate on it for you. Huh?
Thank you, dear.
When are you going home? Sunday?
Well, I shall go home Sunday, darling. And I'm very glad I was able to make this journey
but you're good.
Well,
I think you will make quite a few more journeys, huh?
Well,
I don't see any sign of you coming here yet.
Well, you know,
I don't know. You seem to have improved a great deal since the operation.
You seem to keep me away from there.
Well, no, I will not say that. I mean, I cannot say, but I would like for you to come very much, but I would want you to be in good health.
But you
are still there.
You know, where I work, people say, we'll see you when you're 95.
Well, I don't think you will be 95.
Well,
I don't think so. I can't imagine you being 95.
Well,
I find it difficult to think that you are as old as you are. And yet, of course, I know that you are.
Well,
that you are not ill. There's nothing radically wrong with you.
Mm.
And as long as you don't overdo, tax yourself.
That's right.
You're all right,
yes.
But you must not hurry too much.
And you know, I even was saying to Leslie that he is much better in this last few months.
I think he is better.
Yes.
Much better than he was previously.
You see, he has lost all his wrinkles. And he has
lost his wrinkles?
Yes.
I don't know, you can't.
And
you say, what wrinkles?
Wrinkles in the face. He had a lot of wrinkles in the face, and then he used to cough so much before. He doesn't cough so much.
No.
And he is now dieting. Both Bram and he are both dieting. And I tell them to keep up with this, and it will be very good for them.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, and
I suppose you're right.
Yes.
He seems, what you say, pretty good.
And I do a silent prayer for him also.
You do?
Yes. Because I feel if you are well in the last days of your life, it's really a great gift.
I don't know. You tell me I would be 71?
Yes, you would be 71.
I find it very almost impossible.
But I think you look like 21 now.
Ah, well, now I do. I look younger now than when you first met me.
Yes.
I am much younger. But age is only a material thing. Yes. The body grows old when on earth.
Yes.
But the spirit is young.
Yes.
And if you could see me, you would recognize me, but I look younger than when you first met me.
Hmm.
Oh, do you remember that day?
Yes, of course. Very young. I've even got the picture of it.
Ah. Well, I don't know.
How is my Sibylla and Peter?
They are well. Of course, it would be strange if they were not.
No.
They are very happy. No. But you know, whenever you come here, the children always insist that I do the talking.
Yes.
They always seem to say, how do you say, no, Mama, you know, because they know how important it is from your point of view.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow being my birthday, we shall have a little celebration. Huh? We shall all be with you you are in the park.
Yeah, very good.
We shall all be there. And there will be 3 roses, one for me, one for each for the children.
Yeah, very good.
And perhaps one for you, make 4.
Yes.
But there will be roses.
And how is my Peter?
Oh, well, very well, very happy. They have their interests and their work and music, you know. And also they do a great deal of help to people when they come over, especially young people.
Yes.
You know, there is so much tragedy in your world, much unhappiness, and there are so many who need help who come here very suddenly, and many don't even know that they have died.
Yes.
They think they are in a kind of dream, and they will wake up out of it.
Yes.
And sometimes you get people who cling, you know, to the earth, and they don't want to leave it, and they need help, you know.
Yeah.
People have this realization sometimes that when you pass out, that is the finish, and there is nothing.
Yes.
And you have to wait, if you are religious, for the trumpet to sound, you know. But it is also silly.
Mm.
We are still exactly the same after passing from your world to this. There is a change, of course, but there is no change in the personality. You don't suddenly become a different person.
No.
We are still identically the same. Of course, when you have been here for a while, you begin to think and act differently, and you change to some extent. But we are always recognizable to the people that are left behind. When you come here, you will recognize me, of course, although I will look much younger. You know, it doesn't seem possible that I have been here as long as I have, and yet time is an illusion. It is harder for you, you know, much harder for you than it is for me. I have the advantage, you see. I can come and see you, watch over you, have an interest in what you are thinking and doing, but you don't see me.
No,
I wish you could. I think that would be a great blessing and help for you.
Can't you make me?
Well, it's not for want of trying. I try desperately, but I don't know. Perhaps you will yet, you know.
Yes.
I've always felt the best time is in the early hours of the morning when you wake up, because you are often here with me during your sleep.
Yes.
Don't you ever remember? Don't you ever feel?
No, there's the trouble. I don't remember anything when I've been in...
Do you have dreams?
Yes. But...
But do you not realize you have been with me?
Yes, but I know that I have been with you. That I know.
Well, that is something.
Yes, that I know.
But I wish it were possible for you to recapture the memory of incidents and things, you know.
Yes.
You don't remember the lovely lake and the trees and the house?
I remember the garden.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is something,
I remember the beautiful garden.
And the tree?
And we have a seat by the water.
That is true.
And
you remember
that? That I remember.
Ah, well, that is something.
You see.
But I wish, I wish it were possible for you to have picture, to see or to remember things by.
Mm.
But when you come here, it will be the reality.
Mm.
Not the memory, but the reality.
No.
Oh, I wish I could come and give you a kiss.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Because being a... Oh, I don't know. What does one say? I feel sometimes, you know, when you come here, so much I don't say, I should say, would like to say.
No.
I get so excited.
No.
I think if I were not supposed to be so excited,
no.
I might be able to do better. I don't know.
No.
And yet it is there, you know?
Yeah.
But if it were not that way,
yeah.
It would not be quite the same.
Mm.
I've always felt so intense about everything,
mm.
and about us, you know, together, and the children,
yeah.
and the time that is yet to come.
Yeah.
When we will be together as one family.
Yeah. And the same house all together.
Yes, the same house.
Yeah.
It is a lovely house.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
you will love it.
Yeah.
I wish you could have a remembrance of it now.
Well,
it would help you.
I think I love the garden because the garden makes the house.
That is true.
Isn't it?
Have you, talking about something quite different,
yeah.
When the time comes for you to join me here,
yes.
have you got everything in order on your side?
Well, not to be quite truthful, I haven't.
Well, this, I think, is why I talk about it,
yes.
because I feel that you should.
Yes.
I have a very strong feeling
mm-hmm.
about this,
yeah.
that although I don't think it is immediate for you to come,
mm-hmm.
I think that you should have a clear mind
yes.
when you come here, that everything is in order.
But you can help me in that direction.
Well, I will help you.
Yes.
But as far
because
as the ordinary material things,
yes.
you
it's
have to
not
do
easy.
That.
Yes.
What are you going to do with everything?
Well,
are you going to make some arrangement?
Look, I have talked with what you call an agent to find a buyer who would buy the flat with the contents.
And then?
He needn't pay for it until I have passed over.
Well, that is all right.
You see? So he said, well...
Well, I think then that will give you a little extra income.
Well...
Also while you are still on your side, huh?
Well, so I hope this will materialize. You see?
Well, I don't know.
No.
I don't know enough about these things, but I have known lately... There have been certain things in your mind
yes.
about what is going to happen about the apartment,
yes.
the things in the apartment,
yes.
and I think you should do this and
yes.
get it settled.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I think it is wise, you know.
Yeah.
No? Yes?
Then, of course, you see, all the Leslie estates I have got over the years.
What will you do with all those
you
things?
You see, and I have to do something about that also.
Well,
yes,
of course. But what?
But there I need inspiration.
Are there no people where you are
yeah.
who would be interested?
No.
No spiritualists
not,
or mediums?
Not in Sweden.
Not in Sweden. Nowhere?
No.
No psychic
no,
society?
No.
No.
You
well,
see?
What would you do with them?
Well, all these things are turning over in my mind.
Well, I feel, you know,
yeah.
it would be a good idea
yeah.
if you could get something organized.
Yeah.
Then you won't have it on your mind.
No.
But you are managing all right. I mean,
yes.
financially,
yes.
you manage. You have no worry.
No.
Huh? Good.
I have no worries. And I feel you, whatever worries are there...
I do wish you had at least one person
yeah.
on your side who was interested. That you could talk to and discuss things with.
Well, I often talk to people.
Yes, I know, but some one person who is deeply interested.
Yeah.
Like you are interested.
Yeah. But you see, the trouble is that they are in a different environment, darling. You know, Sweden is a very materialistic country.
All the more reason why we should try and do something. Huh?
Yes. But,
there surely must be. Have you tried to find as if there is some society or something?
Yes, but...
No?
They're not doing well.
No?
No.
But you know of a place, huh?
Yes.
But why don't you have nothing to do with them?
You see, the trouble is that in Sweden, majority of people don't believe in spiritualism.
No.
You see? And then it's very difficult to convince them until they have got some experience of it. Which they don't have. For instance, there are no mediums to speak of in Sweden.
You know of medium?
What did you say?
You know of a medium?
Well, I have tried a few, but...
No good?
No good.
But I have tried.
Yeah.
But I think coming here, being able to talk with you like this, has spoiled you.
Yeah.
For anything else. And I know I would be frustrated if, you know, I could not reach you.
Yeah.
And, but I think it is a shame.
Yeah.
There should be other people that could be of help, you know.
Mm.
And it would be nice for you
to
have companionship and interest to discuss, you know. But I don't know. Well, I am so grateful for the opportunities that we do have. This is so important to both of us.
Yes.
I wish everyone understood like we do.
Mm.
But then, one day, they will, perhaps.
Yeah.
But we worry about your world.
Yeah.
The conditions, everything is so terrible. Mm. Everywhere there is discontent, there is unhappiness. There is hatred, and I don't know, the wars, and it is terrible.
Yeah.
We are so distressed about it. I should be so happy when you are here.
Yeah.
I just wait for that day when you will join me.
But as it is, we are not apart.
We are not. No. We are closer together.
Yeah.
Perhaps in a way than we've ever been, but...
At least a part of each day we are together.
We are.
And we are thankful to God.
And I should be with you tomorrow when you go to the Rose Garden.
I will be thinking.
And where will you go afterwards?
Yeah. Oh, I don't go out in the evening, though.
No, I know, but, will not be there all day.
I will have a meal there, and there's a nice cafe there.
There is a what?
There's a cafe now, a new cafe.
Cafe?
Restaurant.
But near the Rose Garden?
Yes, in the park.
Oh. Well, I will come and sit with you.
Yeah. So, I spend half a day there, and that should be enough.
I will be with you, darling.
Mm.
Always remember that. Wherever you are, not just only in the Rose Garden or in the apartment, but wherever you are, whether it is in the hotel where we used to stay together, wherever you are, even if it is on a bus or a train or a plane, I will be with you.
Thank you, darling.
To look after you.
I know.
But we'll be together soon. I have to go. Okay. But a big loving kiss for you, my love.
Thank you.
Don't worry. And look after yourself.
Okay, my
dear. I will do everything I can. Bless you.
Wish you a very, very happy birthday.
She was marvelous.
Yeah.
You know, she really is quite a remarkable lady.
Yes.
I think you're very lucky to have such a lovely lady.
Yeah.
But of course you're old souls.
Yes,
and,
I know.
Well, that does make a big difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll see you again one day soon, my boy.
Okay.
And take care of yourself.
Right.
And God bless you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye now. Oh, she was marvelous.